Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and pleased to be joined by some members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition on the program today. We're getting caught up here with Chuck Sexton, the current president of the Veterans Coalition. Welcome, Chuck.
Well, good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you on. Janet Nichols joins us as well. She's the Military Relations Coordinator for the Chamber and past president of the Veterans Coalition. Good morning.
Hi, Brandon. Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on. Dave Lewis is here as well, and I know we'll be talking to Dave a little bit here as well. Chuck and Dave go a long way back, I know.
Oh,
he still owes me money, by gosh.
I just thought it was dinner.
Yeah, I owe you dinner. Yeah. I do, in fact, owe you dinner.
No. I think that's the other way around. But, you know, apparently you're keeping better track than I am, so I'll take you up first.
Okay, go with mine. You got to go with the top.
Oh, okay.
The winning team. Go with K-State over the KU. Go with the I'm giving you dinner versus you taking my dinner.
How can I refuse that, Brandon?
It's hard. There you go.
Well, it's good to have you both on here. Obviously, we're a couple weeks out from the Veterans Day festivities here in Manhattan. Before we get into some of that, I want to just kind of discuss a little bit about the Veterans Coalition and for those that maybe don't know who you are, and just kind of introduce yourselves.
Hey, first off, I want to put out a big, if you give me the opportunity here, I want to put out a big thank you to both the city commissioners as well as the county commissioners and all the employees of the city and the county that are letting us and that are helping us to make this thing happen, helping us to make the parade happen, because it's been a lot of hard work and there was a lot of touch and go there for a long while on whether or not we would be able to do it and how to put on a safe parade as well as Veterans Day ceremony this year. And they've been invaluable in helping this happen. And your constituents sincerely appreciate all you've done to make this happen, to recognize the veterans. And Janet, you know, what are we as the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition?
Well, we've been around about 30 years. We have promote patriotism throughout the community, throughout the Flint Hills and Manhattan, mainly through our parade. But we also do a lot of other good works behind the scenes. We have scholarships for veteran students at K-State, Manhattan Christian College, and Manhattan Technical College. We do good works with Habitat for Humanity's Veteran Build Program. We do something with the hospice for veteran caregivers and various other things as they arrive. We do some stuff with the K-State ROTC Recondo team, their Army ROTC Recondo team, and some other things with the Air Force ROTC as well. So we have our hands in various things, but our main way of getting patriotism out throughout the community is our Veterans Day parade. And like Chuck, I want to thank the city and the county and our CPD as well, specifically for all of their help getting this off the ground. It took a lot of work, a lot of adaptation, and a lot of willingness to take a chance and trust that 30 years of running this parade, and some people who have been with this parade for 30 years, making sure that we could do this safely and still recognize the community and our veteran community. Really, really, we so appreciate them willing to work with us, because there's plenty of Veterans Day parades and other events throughout the country that are not happening, or they're drive-through or they're online. And so that we are actually getting out there on Points Avenue on November 11th at 9:30 in the morning and walking down Points Avenue is a big deal. And we appreciate that hard work and dedication from so many people.
Well, and Janet, we've been recognized nationally as being one of the few in the nation, which is kind of neat. It's if you're into the interweb, you can go online and you can look it up on military.com, where it lists the parades that are actually occurring this Veterans Day. And we're one of the few that is in person going to happen. You know, they're not even having one in Washington this year. They're not having a live one in New York City or in Chicago or in Los Angeles. So we're one of the few in the nation, and that's due to the hard work of those people that Janet mentioned, as well as our great volunteers. You know,
absolutely.
Without people like Chris Benny and Chuck Tannehill and Mike Kearns and Dave Eckert, we and a lot of others that I'm omitting.
So many more. Yeah. So many more. The breakfast team, Joe Maney. We have Jed Dunham, who helps with our indoor ceremony. We could go on and on. And these are folks who do this every year. I mean, they come back. We work on this beginning in March. We work on it for months. We did take a big break this year, as everybody else kind of did. It was really touch and go for a while there. But a core contingent was like, we are going to make this happen. How do we make this happen? And we are confident that this will be a safe parade, that it'll be a lot smaller than usual, but it's going to happen. And we're really happy and excited that it is.
That's awesome. We're so glad that you're able to put on an event like this. And we know typically it's the largest Veterans Day parade in the state of Kansas, and that's something to really hang your hat on here locally. I guess kind of tell us about some of the adjustments that'll be happening during the parade that maybe we haven't seen in previous years.
Well, one of the obvious ones is we're going to be in keeping with all the ordinances that the city has put in place through the Riley County Health Department, specifically the mask ordinance, as well as appeal for social distancing. So those are two of the most common things that are going to occur. The other thing is limiting anything being passed out as far as handing out of flag. Well, we're going to hand out flags, which is a great, great accomplishment. And our hats off to the Riley County Police Department for coming up with this very unique solution, which is a portable decontamination apparatus that they're spraying the flags prior to handing them out. And you know, without that, we couldn't give out the flags, which are a big part of the ceremony or of the parade for everyone. Some of the things that we're going to have to change pretty significantly is we're going to have to limit the amount of people that are able to attend the indoor ceremony portion. You know, it's going to be pretty significantly cut down and to invitation only on the inside. But other than that, everything is going to stay pat. And like I said, we'll make sure, we'll do our best to keep everybody as safe and as healthy. Nobody can give you 100% assurance, but we're going to do everything within our power to keep everybody from getting corona or COVID.
Yeah, we have a long history of keeping that marshalling area at the mall straight. And so since it's a smaller parade, keeping the social distancing really shouldn't be too much of an issue for us. So people will be appropriately social distance at the parade marshalling area. Also, a lot of our participants this year will be riding and not walking. So that's another big difference is that you know, we have some marching bands and they're going to be marching, you know, and if they have to play an instrument, they won't have their mask on. They will be distanced appropriately. But like if they're a drum, you know, percussion player, they'll have their masks on. But while they're playing, of course, you can't play a trombone or a clarinet.
Can't do that anyway.
So that'll be, you know, but so there'll be some small differences, and we do ask if you come out and watch the parade. Hopefully we'll have some lovely weather. We're due a really nice day for Veterans Day.
Well, we're getting it out of the way early here on Halloween.
Don't think hopefully it won't be like today, which is what it was like last year on November 11th. But hopefully we'll have some nice weather. But we do ask that, you know, you be appropriate when you're watching the parade. We want people to come out. Wednesday's a day where kids are off from school. It would be a great way for you to illustrate some patriotism to your young ones if you come out on a Wednesday morning and see the parade. We'd love to have you out there, but just be smart, be sensible, follow the appropriate guidelines. You all know what to do. We all know at this point how to behave and what we should be doing to keep safe. And we just ask that anybody who comes out, and we want you to come out, please just be smart about it.
Okay. Hey, Brandon, before I jump, can I add one more quick thing?
Yeah.
This year, we're honoring our Korean War vets. It's the 70th anniversary of the beginning of the Korean War. And those guys kind of got a bad hand dealt to them when they went off in that June of 1950. And they came back, and because they didn't even declare it an actual war, they haven't done that in a while. They called it a conflict. They called it a police action. when they came back, people really didn't want to hear hear about what they had done or what they had accomplished. So this is our kind of way of thanking them. So there's been multiple books written about Korea being the forgotten war. And we just want to make sure that we here in the Flint Hills haven't forgotten them and remind them of how important they are to the freedoms that we have today. And kind of a neat detail of this year's parade is the two honorary grand marshals. We're going to be representing all the Korean War vets, our two Korean War vets. One is Ray Thompson, who was as a young man served as an infantryman in Korea at the outbreak. And the other one is Earl Bauer, who was in the Air Force at the time. And I'm going to invite any other Korean War veterans that want to participate or want to be honored in that manner to get in touch with us at the coalition. And we'll make sure that there's an honored spot for you in the parade as well as in the indoor ceremony, if you'd like. But I'm sorry to take you off theme there, Brandon. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. And I appreciate you getting that out there. And we're just going to take a small break here, going to pay some bills, but we'll come back and we're going to continue our conversation with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition after this on KMAV.
By the way, Riley County Police has lifted the emergency accident reporting phase. Cool. That's good news.
Good news, yes.
No major accidents from what Tyler Cephas, a dispatch, tells us.